This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi this morning on a four-day official visit to India. He'll be accompanied by Second Lady of the U.S., Usha Vance, their children and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Vance is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. During the meeting, both sides are expected to discuss ways to further deepen ties between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra before returning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Civil Servants Day today in New Delhi on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day. He will also confer the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration. Our correspondent has filed this report.
This year, a total of 14 awards will be given by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program and Innovation to Civil Servants. Civil Servants Day is an occasion for civil servants across India to rededicate themselves to the cause of citizens and renew their commitment to public service. This date was chosen to commemorate the day when Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel addressed the probationers of administrative service officers in 1947.
Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, the relief and rescue operations in the cloudburst and landslide hit Ramban district will resume today. Authorities are working to reopen the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44, a vital road that connects the Kashmir Valley to the rest of the country. Extreme weather conditions, including heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail and flash floods, have caused widespread damage across the region. Three people were killed in a landslide triggered by a cloudburst in Ramban district yesterday. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir government has directed closure of all schools in the valley today. Deputy Commissioner of Ramban, Bashir ul Haq Chaudhary, has said that all concerned teams are actively working on the ground, coordinating relief, rescue and restoration efforts.
Meri public se appeal hai ki bilkul bhi aise area mein venture out mat karein, apne gharon mein rahein, safe locations pe rahein aur alert rahein aur jo bhi advisory district administration ya control room se jari ki jati hai wo hum different medium se kar rahe hain, jaise mandiron se karwa rahe hain, wo announcement masjidon se karwa rahe hain ya baki jagahon se jo nambardar chowkidar hain unke zariye kara rahe hain, to uske upar dhyan dein.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for thunderstorms and lightning with gusty winds at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Parts of Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and coastal Andhra are also likely to witness thunderstorms and lightning during the next 2 days. Ukraine and Russia blamed each other for breaking a 30-hour Easter ceasefire, which ended last night. The truce was announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who ordered a halt to fighting from Saturday evening to Sunday midnight. Ukraine agreed to observe it too. However, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia broke the truce nearly 3,000 times with heavy shelling in the eastern city of Pokrovsk. He called the ceasefire a PR stunt by Putin and said Russia is the main reason the war continues. Russia, on the other hand, said it followed the truce but had to defend itself from Ukrainian attacks. It accused Ukraine of using US-supplied weapons during the ceasefire. The US Supreme Court temporarily stopped President Donald Trump from using an old law to deport Venezuelan migrants without due process. The decision came early Saturday and paused the use of 1798 Alien Enemies Act, last used during World War II. In response, Trump criticized the judiciary on his Truth Social account, calling judges and law enforcement weak and ineffective. Now news from IPL T20 cricket. Host Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium last night. Mumbai chased down the 177-run target with ease, losing just 1 wicket in 15.4 overs. Rohit Sharma led the charge with a stellar unbeaten 76 off 45 balls. He was awarded Player of the Match, his 20th such honour in IPL history, the most by any Indian player. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR and Gujarat Titans, GT, will clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.